Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Court, like, Jacob Toppin's not supposed to help you. Olivier Saar is like an all-ACC guy, though, who has, you know, averaged real points and grabbed real rebounds at the Division I level. So he does help, and I do believe he'll start, but I guess me and Kentucky fans just aren't seeing eye to eye on how impactful he's going to be. Because the truth is, he had good numbers at Wake Forest. Good numbers for a terrible team. Like, I had one coach tell me this a long time ago. I've never forgot it. He said, everybody's got, and this isn't technically true, but it's the point's the same. Coach said, GP, every team in the country's got somebody who averages 15 points a game. Doesn't mean they're good.
It's true.
Every team in the country got to have somebody who averages 15 points per game. So don't tell me, oh, he averaged 15 points per game. Okay, for who? How'd he do it? Did it matter? And so that's the question I have about Olivier Saar. Okay, he averaged, you know, 14 points and whatever rebounds per game. Productive at Wake Forest. But at Wake Forest, for a team that never won. What does it mean? I don't know. I'm not ruling it out, but I would say this. He's a seven-footer who's still in college? How many seven-footers are four-year players? If they're legitimately
awesome.
That's
a good point. Not, I mean, you don't hear about that.
Like, if he was a six-foot guard, you go, well, he's a little guard. There'd maybe not be a place for him in the NBA.
Right.
So that's why Marcus Howard is still at Marquette, because he's 5'10". Like, if you are physically limited, there's a good chance you will be an awesome college player your fourth year of college. There's just nowhere for you to go because you don't measure the right way. This dude's 7 foot. How many seven-foot senior, awesome seniors do you know? Some exist, sure. But if you ain't in the NBA, by the time you're a senior, as a seven-footer, there's a decent chance you ain't ever headed to the NBA. And if you ain't headed to the NBA, how awesome can you actually be at Kentucky? We'll see. But my guess would be his points from last year at Wake Forest go down. Rebounds go down. And he's at best Kentucky's fourth best player, something like that. I think some Kentucky fans think they just enrolled an All-American. I think they enrolled a veteran piece that is valuable, but not anything close to that.
Story number four.
Big Bad Breakfast is coming to Memphis, I saw earlier today. Story posted at the Daily Memphian by Jennifer Biggs. Are you familiar with Big Bad Breakfast?
I'm not.
Okay, so John Currents is the owner. There's one in Oxford, but there's also one in Nashville. He's put one in Charleston, South Carolina. There's one down in Florida. There's, you know, seven or eight locations now. And the next location is going to open either late this year or early next year on Poplar. And it's terrific. Like, John Currents is like one of the great Southern chefs. Like, you know, he's won, you know, the James Beard Award. Like, he's well known in that community. Coincidentally, I actually went to a Motley Crue concert with him one time.
Oh, yeah. I know. He was on Anthony Bourdain a few times. I recognize him.
It's a big deal. Like,
yeah.
My connection to him was is Wright Thompson. Like, me and John Currents and Wright went to Motley Crue concert a few years ago at Landers Center.
I remember that.
Dennis,
yep.
We saw Alice Cooper in Motley Crue.
How was that?
It was fun.
Good.
You know, like, you know, I don't ride around Memphis listening to Motley Crue anymore,
right?
But like, when you grew up on all those songs,
yeah,
and then you're there, it was a good time. We had a good time. I remember it being a good time. So Big Bad Breakfast is terrific. So it'll be nice to have the latest location here in Memphis, again, going to open later this year or early next year. That's John Currents' restaurant. And if you're ever in Oxford, Check it out because it's worth going to. Good breakfast. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Fever is the leading sign of COVID-19, so use an accurate thermometer for twice daily temperature checks. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and nurses. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So Andrew Marchand, who is a sports media columnist for the New York Post, put a Twitter – he's trying to steal your little thing. He put a Twitter poll up this afternoon.
Oh, okay. I thought he put it like a puppy up. I was in. Stop that, Andrew Marchand. Yeah.
No. Hey, you're the only one who does that. So he puts a Twitter poll up, and it says, what are you watching tonight, Giants, Eagles, the presidential debate, or Netflix? And at this moment, 2,150 people have voted, and more than 50% of the vote is Giants, Eagles. More people are not going to watch Giants, Eagles than the presidential debate, are they? That's a misrepresentation, isn't it?
I think he is a sports business columnist, and so I think that's that skews the answers. Now, I don't know how many people. I don't think that many people. Well, didn't like 9 million. Well, how many people watched the town hall? Obviously, the debate's more exciting than the town hall.
Yeah.
But, like, even the town hall's got good numbers, I think.
Yeah, I think Biden got $14 million and Trump got $13 yeah. million.
Those are big numbers. Yes. So if you added those together, I think those would be better than any NFL game probably this year, I think, right? Yeah.
Thursday night football averages about 15 million viewers.
Yeah, so this is more than Thursday night football. So it should do more. And that was for the damn town hall. Like, so I think absolutely this is the last time we get to see them. Everyone's curious about how the mute button's going to work.
Right.
And that's the mute. And then, I mean, the truth of the matter is there's all this talk about the mute thing. Well, the mute's only for 2 minutes.
Right.
Then they go back and forth, you know, and it's a free-for-all after that. So if you like the free-for-all, we'll see what happens. I don't – plus, it's not even a good NFL game. That's the other thing. Like, if you put up a, you know, whatever, Steelers-Titans, Bennett's Titans up there, well, then maybe. But I don't think this is particularly close.
No, the first presidential debate, just for some context, got 73 million. Do you think this one will get that?
No, it's the first one, right? So, no, I don't think this one will get 73 million. I mean, we're a little weary of it and whatever else. We've seen it and whatever, but I don't know. Like, don't you think we get 40 million?
Yeah, I would think something like maybe 50 million.
Anyway, 50 million?
I mean, don't you still – I mean, like, we've all been, like, normalized by this stuff. So it's like, you know, you don't even really pay that much attention to it anymore. Just everything's normalized. But, like, the president blew up on 60 Minutes yesterday, and now he's on live national television tonight. I mean, like, this is, like, I watch just because I want to see if he'll lose his mind for a second.
Well, I mean, you just look at all the people who are, I mean, quite apart from the sideshow part of it, which you're exactly right, is part of the appeal, has always been part of the appeal. And, but it's the fact that people are really legitimately interested in this election. We see it every single day, right? The numbers are unprecedented numbers of people voting early, et cetera. So I think, yes, there's that. There's the sideshow element. And then there's also there's real profound interest in this election. And what happens tonight will, you know, can help tip that. It's the last really, you know, unless Trump successfully gets Biden indicted between now and the election, like, that's actually happening. Trump's out there saying that Biden should be indicted before the election, and I don't think that's likely to happen. So this is one of the last opportunities to make up real ground for either of them, and I mean for Trump to make up ground or Biden to lose ground. And so, yeah. Now there are times I do find it excruciating to watch, and so I'm not promising that I will watch every minute. Like, I might turn away in horror for 5 minutes and then come back and see, you know, if there's blood on the ground or what's happening. Like, I might duck in and out. I might just need to watch a little Giants football just to take the pressure off a little bit. But I will certainly be watching it. And this is not close. It'll be interesting someday when we just have normal debates again. Like, what are the numbers for, like, a normal debate? I don't even know. Like, if it were Biden against Pence tonight, let's just say.
Okay, so let's go to Obama Romney debate.
Yeah, Romney Obama. Yeah, or Obama didn't Obama was it Obama and McCain? It was Obama and McCain. Like, at Ole Miss, I covered that debate. I wonder what that went through.
Okay, the first
it's just a regular old debate.
Okay,
yeah.
The first Obama Romney debate. Drew 67 million. Mm-hmm. And then I believe Hillary Trump was like 80 million, and that was the record maybe. And then Trump Biden, the first one, drew 73 million. So
I mean, don't you remember, haven't you always, even no matter who they are, I've always watched the debates. I mean, I remember watching the Reagan McGovern debate, and the first one, Reagan was a rambling, just terrible. I mean, he blew out McGovern, obviously, in the election. Not McGovern, I mean Mondale.
Right.
He blew him out in the election, but that was like I've always watched the debates. I'm before Donald Trump was doing weird stuff during the debates. I would always watch debates. I think it's so basically the numbers from this first debate weren't dramatically different than any other debate.
No, 73 million people watched this one, and I'm just sort of scrolling through. The first Obama-Romney was, again, 67 million. so just a little bit below that. The last Obama-Romney was only $59 million. So that does suggest that after people have seen it once, they don't need to see it again. I guess that's what that suggests.
What fight, Gary? What fight would you compare it to?
Well, usually if you're getting a third fight, you do kind of want to see the third fight. let me see what Obama-McCain did. Because that would have been the first time. That's when Obama-McCain... Oh, well, it was Obama-McCain. He ran against McCain first, right, in 2008. Yes. And then Romney second. The first McCain-Obama debate drew $63 million. The last one drew $56 million. So, like, say what you want to about Donald Trump, but he is good for debate television.
He's good for ratings.
He is good for debate television ratings. Okay. Neither one of us believe that it'll be $73 million tonight. But I'm willing to go 60.
50.
I bet it's 60.
60?
Yeah, I'll go 60 million.
If this is like Price is Right, we guess the highest we can without going over, you'd say 60.
Highest we can without going over. I go 58 million.
I'd go 57 million.
$1. $1.
$1. Right. Yeah.
Isn't that where they scream $1? Somebody goes $1?
Right, that's right. Do $1. I think one person's going to watch this debate, Gary.
One person. Okay. Anyway. Okay. New question.
Yeah.
This would never happen, but just play along because it would be tremendous. They announce right now, 5:15. They say Vice President Biden has become ill. Nothing serious, but he is not going to be able to debate tonight. But incredibly, President Trump has agreed to debate Barack Obama on national television at 8:00 tonight. What does that do? That smashes everything, doesn't it?
I think it smashes everything, yeah. I think it smashes everything, yeah. That would be great. Here's the thing about Joe. Like, I hate to say it. Like, there's just, the whole thing, this is not a big secret to say this, but the whole thing is about Trump. Now, that's not entirely true, because if it were Trump and Warren, then there would be something that people would tell you is scary about Warren. So what Biden's value is, in particular, is he seems like a safe place to go, right? Like, he is the perfect anti-Trump. We've known him for forever. He's been around for forever. You can't call him a left-wing radical because he's just not, you know? So I'm not saying his presence is irrelevant, but I am saying there's nobody who, like, tunes in to see what Joe has to say.
Right.
It's just not, you know. Although it's funny, like, I say that in the town hall, he did just fine. This is all, I'm just like, I think the early voting, I think people are either voting for or against Donald Trump. I think people are either voting, either watching to root for or against Donald Trump tonight. It is amazing. He is something else. It has been a really remarkable period in American history.
My man walked out of a 60 Minutes interview, which is just like unheard of. Like, nobody does that.
And is that airing this Sunday?
Yes. And then he released his own video of the interview today.
Oh, is that what happened? I knew he walked out, but he released his own video of the interview?
So the White House went to CBS, America's Most Watched Network, and said, hey, we want our own cameras on this for archival footage. And, you know, they said, okay, sure. And then President Trump, after walking out on Leslie Stahl, tweets that he might just release his own video of the interview so that 60 Minutes can't edit it. And then he actually did it. It just wasn't one of those wild things that he just tweets in the middle of the night. He actually, like, released the whole video today. So there's, like, a 38-minute, something like that, interview that Leslie Stahl conducted with President Trump for 60 Minutes, and President Trump tweeted it today.
What a lunatic. I mean, just a freaking lunatic.
Well, apparently, I didn't watch the whole thing because I've been busy, but I got the, you know, I went to Daniel Dale's Twitter feed. He's got it broken down. So apparently what irritated Trump is Leslie Stahl would ask him a question, and then he would stop. The way most people deal with Trump is they ask him a question, and then he just makes things up. He'll just make things up or, you know, lie. and they don't want to push back because he will never say, you're right, I've just made that up. He won't say that. He'll just keep saying it over and over again. So they just move on to the next thing. And that's the way a normal Trump interview goes. So apparently what Leslie Stahl was doing is he would say, you know, before COVID, we had the greatest economy in the history of this country. And Leslie Stahl was like, well, Mr. President, you know that's not true. And he's like, oh, yes, it is true. And she's like, but it's just not. It's not true. Like that you did not have the greatest economy in the history of this country. She wouldn't let him just move on to the next thing. Like every single point, she would be like, well, that's not true. Well, that, Mr. President, that's not true. And rather than just move on, apparently she'd spend like 3 minutes just insisting to him right back in his face, what you're saying right now is not true. And he just finally said, all right, that's enough. I'm out of here. The whole thing's crazy. The whole thing's just wild. What a country. And then we got the new Borat movie coming out tomorrow, so we get to see Mayor Julie.
Is that streaming or is that in theaters?
They're releasing it on Amazon Prime. It would normally be in theaters, but because we're in the middle of a pandemic, sold it to Amazon Prime for, I don't know how much money, but a significant amount.
So will you watch it?
Yes, of course.
You watch is there one other or two others? How many has there been?
There's one other Borat movie.
One other Borat. Did you watch it?
Yes, I went to the theater and saw it. Oh, like Sacha Baron Cohen, where I was first introduced to him, he had the Ali G show on HBO, right, where he would interview as like a rapper. He would interview like real politicians and it was just outrageous. I mean, it was just the, like, you could just go on YouTube and spend hours watching these interviews, and it's the most outrageous stuff. Like, it's outrageous. And then he created this Borat character, and they did a movie, and it's outrageous. And then apparently on this one, he's got Rudy Giuliani in the hotel room.
Are you watching it just because you want to see Rudy tuck in his pants?
No,
or anyway?
I would watch it anyway, but like
is why America. Going to watch it. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that'll bring more people into it than that otherwise would not watch it just because they want to see what that's about. But, like, the early reviews are apparently great. Like, who knows whether this is true or not, but Amy Schumer.
Here's the thing. I don't like to cringe. Like, I don't like that. That's not an impulse that I like, oh, I'm going to go to a movie and I'm just going to cringe. And that's what happens in Borat, isn't it? You just cringe.
It is often, and when Ali G was the same way, he is often putting real people in the most awkward situations, and in real time, they often don't realize it.
Right. I think in retrospect, they realize that it was a joke, and he gets them to sign off on it.
But you just cringe on behalf of them.
No, it's so good.
Well,
it's
like
awful. It's just an impulse. I don't enjoy it.
How about this?
The whole thing, when you say with Clayton Kershaw, mm-hmm. okay, that you fundamentally root for people and you don't like to see people fail and et cetera, the whole freaking point of Borat is to humiliate people. So how can you want Clayton Kershaw to have a dominant game one and have redemption, but then walk into a movie and see people intentionally humiliated? And most of these aren't evil people. They're just people he humiliates. Maybe they're there in different ways. They've, you know, they're greedy or whatever else. But I mean, there are certainly Rudy Giuliani. You say he has his flaws and you want to see him humiliated. But I don't even really want to see Rudy Giuliani humiliated. It's not an impulse that appeals to me. So how do you square that in yourself?
Easy. Very easily.
Uh-huh.
I would root for Clayton Kershaw because I can understand, or at least I believe I can understand, how frustrating it must be to be literally one of the best in the world to ever do what it is you get paid to do. Not that I can understand that because I can relate. I can understand how that must feel, but then still have people say, but you know about this thing, can't do. When the lights are on, he can't do it. Like, that must drive you crazy. In fact, Clayton Kershaw has certainly indicated at times that it drives him crazy. After he got knocked out in that game against the Nationals last year in the ALDS, where he gave up back-to-back homers out of the bullpen, you know, there was a quote attributed to him where he said, everything people say about me and the postseason is true right now, and it is a terrible feeling. And I just know, you just know that it's eating at him, right? So I root for him because I don't want him to feel that way because, you know, everything I know about Clayton Kershaw is he's like a decent human. Rudy Giuliani? I don't.
Right. So the difference is that what Borat is exposing is people who are racist or venal or in some ways deserve to have their racism or venality or whatever it is exposed. And so it's not like a good guy who's just a human failing him that he doesn't play in the – he's a, in bottom line, he's a bad guy or did bad things or has nasty, ungenerous thoughts. And it's good to expose them to the light of day, and so you don't feel any sympathy for them, period.
I don't feel bad when bad things happen to bad people.
I don't know, though. I think he's exposed normal people, too. I don't think,
I don't think it's just bad people. I don't know. Maybe not. Like, it's funny, though. Like, I don't like when bad – like, when bad things – like Tiger Woods. I don't know if he's a bad people. He did some bad things. I don't take any pleasure in the bad things being exposed by Tiger Woods. Like, I don't – he did do some bad things, like, very clearly, right?
Yeah, I mean, I felt bad. I did feel bad for Tiger Woods. I mean, he was –
So and he's not just – it wasn't just, well, he can't play in the clutch. He could play in the clutch. It was, like, this thing that's exposed. I just don't – I don't like it. But, so, you know, I don't – maybe I will. Maybe I'll watch it. I get Amazon Prime if I figure out how to turn it on, and maybe I'll watch it, and away you go. So – but yeah, it is. I don't know.
I guess I would say this. Like let's relate it strictly to COVID, and in talking in generalities, not about anybody specific. But if my wife's 90-year-old grandmother were to get COVID and die, I would feel sick for her and my wife and everybody else because she's not out there screaming, I don't want to wear a mask, or this is a hoax, or I don't believe in this, or this is all going away the day after the election. She doesn't believe any of those things. I mean, she might, but she's never expressed them to me. So like, if she were to get this virus, I would feel sick for her. And anybody who is trying to be safe and responsible and has taken this seriously, if they get this virus and actually end up in the hospital or even worse, dead, I feel sick for them. When I see these stories every once in a while about guy who ran church and said that coronavirus wasn't real is now on a ventilator, if I'm being honest, I don't feel sorry for that guy at all. I don't.
No, that's not quite the same. But no, I don't. I mean, I feel sorry for him a little bit, but not really. How about this? How about Odell Beckham Jr.? The body, he and the virus have a mutual respect, and the virus is not going to enter his body. So if Odell Beckham Jr. gets the virus, is on a ventilator, you're not going to feel bad for Odell Beckham Jr.?
Not even a little bit. You get what you get. You know, like if Odell Beckham Jr. was walking around every day in a mask and when asked about COVID-19 said, listen, if we've learned anything over the past 9 months, it's that this virus can get anybody, and so I'm being as careful as I can be and trying to take this seriously and trying to encourage people around me to take this seriously. If he then got COVID-19, I'd root like crazy for him. Come on, Odell, get better. But when you are, again, like anybody who is mocking this, I don't feel sorry for you if it wrecks you.
Well, okay, first of all, I don't think this is exactly like the Borat thing. This is this is someone being made publicly humiliated. It's a different kind of a thing. But in terms of this thing that we're talking about, that's like saying that I don't feel bad for drinkers who get liver cancer or cirrhosis or smokers who smoke cigarettes, you know, who get lung cancer. And I do. I feel bad for all those
people.
Well,
that's addiction. That addiction's different than just not believing in viruses, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, you could say they did it to themselves. Same thing. Or how about, okay, not wearing a seatbelt. You feel bad for someone who's thrown through the window's windshield of a car? I do.
I guess I do.
I don't want everybody to get the worst results of their, you know, of their stupidity. I don't want everyone to have to pay for their stupidity with the worst possible result.
Well, listen, I'm very aware that this works against me in a variety of ways, okay?
Right.
like, well, remember that one time when you were 19 and you had unprotected sex and now you're dying of AIDS? That's on you, buddy. Like, you know, we all got our things, but you get the point, right? I think you get the point.
Yeah, that's fine. There's a big difference between Clayton Kershaw, who there's nothing evil or whatever about failing in the postseason, and if you want to expose someone for being, you know, for ripping off the American people or whatever else, why should I feel bad at those? Which is essentially, I say this as someone who has never watched Borat, I'll be willing to be an expert, which is essentially what he is doing, right? He is exposing people who I presume deserve to be exposed. Right?
I think whether it's Borat or Ali G, the most of it is he is putting people in a position where they expose themselves, where they make themselves look
in a different way than the Tubman, not the Tubman way, the other way.
Yeah, the other way.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, it'll be an interesting night of television.
Yep.
I'll see you later.
I'll be here to talk to you about it tomorrow.
All right. Bye bye. I got a tweet here from Chris. He said, my best friend since I was 12, that person's parents were in the dinner scene of Borat in Alabama.
Oh, I remember this.
Where he called my buddy's mom ugly.
I remember that. It's a great scene.
Isn't that usually what, like, to the extent that he gets people, like, he did that, Sacha Baron Cohen did the Showtime series?
Yes.
Within the past couple of years, it was like...
I didn't watch it, but I know what you're talking about. I watched Ali G, though.
Yeah, Showtime, and it was it called What is America? Something like that.
I don't think it's as much like a
Who is America?
Yeah.
It was Sacha Baron Cohen's Who is America, and it was basically taking these people that I would describe as lunatics and putting them in situations where they make themselves look like lunatics. I mean, you are there to set them up to do it, and you are there to document it,
mm-hmm.
but you're really just allowing people to show them their true selves in an insane way to the world. Like, that's what that was at the very least. They're like, who is America? You'd go interview or talk to these people who, again, I would call lunatics, and you were just allowing them to be loony.
That's a good way to describe it.
And documenting
them being
loony.
Yeah, it's not like what he does is not like a gotcha kind of thing. Like, it's not what it is.
No, he's
just letting people be themselves, and he's filming it.
More than that, it's like he's in character, and he is, at least in that Who is America show, he is playing like he's like, hey, I think the same way you think. And I believe the same things you believe. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about it. And then this person just starts saying all this outlandish stuff.
Right.
And you know it's Sacha Baron Cohen, so he doesn't believe any of this stuff. And then it makes for an interesting television show. Who is America is what it was called. It was 30-minute episodes on Showtime a few years ago. I guess it was back in 2018. You can still watch it on Hulu. I just found out. So it was. I remember it being funny. And also interesting. So go check that out if you want to. Who is America is streaming on Hulu. And then, of course, the second Borat movie starring at least partially Rudy Giuliani comes out tomorrow. Be back in a second.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my $50. You need to as well. We're right around the corner from sports betting in Tennessee. So download the app and get the promo code. It's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The biggest event of the year has reached the final days at Wolf Chase Toyota, your number one store. Last chance for Toyota's Today's the Day pricing on everything. Over 500 new Wolf Chase Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles. Huge rebates, giant discounts, low, low financing. You get it all at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis. Wolf Chase Toyota, Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WolfChaseToyota.com. Based on Toyota reporting from 2019 sales.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. The leaves are changing colors and the holidays are coming, which means it's time to get your discounted fall furnace tune-up for only $60. This tune-up includes a full 20-point maintenance inspection of your heater's safeties, a free heat exchanger camera inspection, and a carbon monoxide test. The fall is also a great time to get your air ducts cleaned for cleaner air and purify it with our ABCO air purifier, which helps kill viruses, germs, mold spores, and odors that may be circulating through your home's air. Go to our website at choateshvac.com to redeem a $50 off air duct cleaning coupon and call us today at 347-8086. That's 347-8086 to schedule your $60 fall furnace tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
You get to choose at Gossip Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month lease, 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at Gossip Kia. 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
Leases 3149 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Excludes ACQ fee. 10,000 per year. 20 cents excess mileage. 650 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992 MSRP 20,510. Sol L706-3372 MSRP 21885. K5 MG003199 MSRP 25725. K900 MSRP 65610. L602607. L602120. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/1/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retail.
To celebrate Robert Owen Jewelers' 43rd anniversary, we're having a huge diamond sale going on right now. Get to Robert Owen Jewelers, get bigger, brighter diamonds, and this month, 0% interest for up to 24 months. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Charmin. Yeah. Goes that's long. It's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only super mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices on everything you need to pack and ship.
Right now at Staples, save 20% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in-store or get same-day delivery through Instacart and save big at Staples.
Ends 10/31 while supplies last. In-store only. See store for details. Instacart fees, taxes, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love.
your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance. If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. You live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support a local business that supports the local university, even in these trying times, Elizabeth Rook Insurance, rookinsurance.com. That's the company you want to do business with. Do you have a good life insurance policy? If not, you need one. You wouldn't want something to ever happen to your family and ever happen to you and leave your family in a financial bind. Something unexpectedly happens to you, they're dealing with a lot anyway. You don't want them to have to worry about money. That's why you need a good life insurance policy, and you can get one right now from Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They are waiving the medical exam to help you with COVID-19 social distancing protocol, so take advantage of that. You can learn more, rookinsurance.com. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other is on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE. That's 901-867-7283. Elizabeth Rook Insurance, on the web, rookinsurance.com. So Tiger Woods is back in action today, Bennett.
I saw him just a few minutes ago. He's
not going well.
Nah.
He is the reigning champion of this event at Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks, California. He is not going to be a back-to-back champion because he is plus four through 17. He's on 18 right now, and that has him tied for 75th. The only two players with worse scores, Adam Long and Adam Hadwin. So unless you were named Adam,
yeah.
Odds are, in fact, you 100% did better on the golf course today in Thousand Oaks, California than Tiger Woods did.
Yeah, at least it's not like a big time event. That's not a big one.
No, it's not. No. But we got a big one coming up.
Right.
It's the Masters.
I know.
It's a tradition unlike any other.
He's going to play, right?
Is he going to be 75th after the first round?
He's just getting it out of the way now.
Just getting it out of the way now?
Yeah.
The homies Sebastian Munoz and Tyrell Hatton are up atop the leaderboard. They're both 8-under. Hatton's 8-under only through 15, so he's got a...
When is the Masters, by the way?
It is November...
I'm, so out of whack on the sports calendar.
For some reason, November 12th is what pops into my head, but let me look. Masters 2020 dates. November 12th is when it starts.
Okay.
So November 12th, and then on that Saturday of the Masters, you will have an incredible – it's really going to be an awesome weekend in general on CBS Sports, America's most watched network, the network of stars, because you get – there's a big-time SEC game that I think they're running. Yeah, well, I was going to – supposed to be big time. Sounds big time. Alabama-LSU.
Yeah, it's still
– now it's going to be Alabama 50, LSU 4.
Yeah, it's still a fun matchup.
Still sounds big.
Yeah, it sounds big.
Yeah, so you're supposed to have round three of the Masters – leading straight into Alabama LSU on America's Most Watched Network. And you will still have that, but by that time, LSU going to have a big pile of losses.
They're kidding.
They're just not any good.
No.
Alabama probably still be undefeated. So, they could, depending on what happens with Clemson, could be the number one ranked team following the Masters. So, mm-hmm. Either way, we're going to have college football after the Masters. We've never had that before. I hope to God we never have it again.
You and me both.
So it'll be interesting. And Tiger Woods, to answer your initial question, will be playing in it, and I hope he plays better than he's playing out in California today, because he has been awful. Almost certainly will not make the cut. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Big, big, big news. The Fix is $240,000 Mercedes in promo cash giveaway. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11. And $2,500 at midnight, Fridays and Saturdays in October. Now, that might be enough for most casinos, but not the Fix. They're also giving away two brand new Mercedes C300Ws. One on the 10th and another on the 24th. I said two Mercedes in October at the Fix Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. We have a problem. Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores. I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days are rocking at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And guess who's got number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal among mass market brands? We Gossett! 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS top safety pick. $21,560 or $275 a month. Or get muscle with 2020 Dodge Challenger XST with best-in-class cargo volume. $24,348 or $314 a month. Plus, get rammed up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic Crew Cab 4x2. We Gossett at $388 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor.
Ranked by J.D. Powers IQS and Appeal Studies, all 75 months at 4.11 APR, $3,500 down, must finance through Chrysler Cherokee, LD 643160, MSRP 28190, Challenger LHS 214740, MSRP 31180, Ram LG 29329, MSRP 37855, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the internal
Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-262-7044. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
So Stanley wanted to sell his home out in East Memphis. He didn't want a lot of showings. Josh Heisel said no problem. He just said, how about I make an instant cash offer? Stanley accepted the offer. They closed in 14 days. There were never any showings. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Heisel. He has the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days of that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you, like he did Stanley, an instant cash offer. Your pick. Totally up to you. And understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh, it doesn't obligate you to a single thing. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel. 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. By now, you should know it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, eight-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Also, now starring in a reality show on Netflix called The American Barbecue Showdown. If you haven't checked it out yet, you should. It's streaming right now at Netflix.com. Melissa Cookston is a judge, The American Barbecue Showdown. If you don't have Netflix and you want to see a preview of it, you can do that on YouTube as well. At Memphis Barbecue Company, ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give guests that fresh from the cooker quality, regardless of the time. So it doesn't matter if you're in there at 11 a.m. or 9 o'clock at night. Those ribs are fresh. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. 709 DeSoto Cove. From Memphis, it's easy. 55 South to Goodman Road. Get off, go right. You can see Memphis Barbecue Company from the interstate. So it's easy to get to, easy to find. They're using UV technology to ensure all tables are sanitized after every guest so you can feel safe inside. But curbside service remains available if you want it. You can see the menu and order on the website, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. In a previous segment, I was updating on Tiger Woods, who has had a horrific first round out in Thousand Oaks, California. He was four over through 17 holes and finished at four over 76, which is better than only two golfers, a couple of guys named Adam. I mentioned that this means it's unlikely that he would make the cut. And at OMReb44 reminded me on Twitter that this week's event, it's a no-cut event. There is no cut. That means you got to play four rounds, even if you suck.
Okay, so we got a chance to come back in this thing.
Nah, that's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah, Sebastian Munoz sitting here at eight under. So you got you got a long ways to go, and a lot of guys
Sorry,
to get
Tiger.
Through. It just means that Tiger Woods is going to be forced to play three meaningless rounds of golf over the next 3 days. Now, you're in Southern California, so could be worse.
It's good practice.
Good practice.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, contrast it with millions of Americans will pay money to play worse courses this weekend in places that aren't Southern California.
True.
So if you can look at it from that perspective, Tiger Woods, consider yourself lucky. But I bet it's hard to look at it from that perspective when you are Tiger Woods. So I bet you he's real frustrated right about now. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but mostly that Andrew Marchand's followers on Twitter are not an accurate representation of the American population in general, because he asked folks on Twitter earlier today with a poll, what are you watching tonight? Thursday Night Football, presidential debate, or Netflix? And more than 50% of the respondents said Thursday Night Football. And as we pointed out, that just will not be the case in the real world tonight, because though Thursday Night Football will do a good number, even though it's two bad teams, it'll get demolished by this or any other presidential debate. When we started in real time, just sort of randomly looking up television numbers for different debates of the past, I would have done it all this afternoon, but I didn't plan on talking about it. They all do like at least 55 million. The first Trump-Biden one did 73 million. Trump-Clinton, the first one 4 years ago, did 80 million. So Jeff and I think Bennett agrees with this, suggested that it'll probably come in lower than 73 million. I don't think it'll match what we had in the first debate in terms of viewers, in part because of Thursday Night Football, but also because I think some people are just exhausted by all of this wildness. But 55 million? Would you go 55 million over under?
I'll say over.
I'll say, but somewhere when the number comes in, Bennett, let's guess and see if who gets
okay,
it right.
Okay. I'm going to say that the number is just a good solid 50.
I'm going to go with 57 million.
Okay.
57 million for me, 50 million for you.
So is this like the Price is Right where if it's lower than 57, I win regardless?
This is not the Price is Right.
Okay.
Whoever is closest to the actual number. You want to play the Price is Right? Go to California and play the Price is Right. This is not the Price is Right.
Okay.
Whoever is closest to the actual number as reported tomorrow afternoon, I say 57 million people will watch. You say 50.
Yep.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Thursday night football. Giants and Eagles. It's the NFC East showdown inside Lincoln Financial Field. The Giants are 1-5. Eagles are 1-4-1. Ugh. But they're both like still in contention for the playoffs because everybody sucks in that division.
Yeah, I mean, I really legit think one of these two teams is winning that division because Dallas looks like a disaster.
Well, Dallas is 2-4, but they don't have Dak anymore.
No.
So
I mean, I don't think that quarterback situation is going to be good the rest of the year.
So whoever wins this tonight is tied with Dallas for first place in the win column in the NFC East. So I guess that's something to be proud of. Either way, the Eagles are 4.5-point favorites tonight. Kickoff is scheduled for right around 7:20, and you can watch it on the NFL Network.
What should I watch on TV?
I think the debate, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the debate.
It's the debate.
It's the American thing to do. It's the second and final presidential debate live from Nashville, Tennessee. Our friends to the east.
It's at Belmont University.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been there? Don't they have a decent basketball program typically?
They did because they had the GOAT Rick Bird.
That's right.
Rick Bird retired.
Yeah. So now falling on hard times.
Not really.
Okay.
It's still Belmont. As many times as I've been to Nashville, I don't think I've ever stepped foot on the Belmont campus.
I don't think I have either.
I'm embarrassed by that. I am too. I should have been on the Belmont campus by now. I've never been there. So it's live from Nashville, President Trump against former Vice President Biden. And did you see who President Trump brought to the debate?
Who'd he bring?
He did this with
Not
Hillary.
Not Borat, right?
Not Borat.
Okay.
I wish. He brought a former business associate of Hunter Biden.
Oh, God. That's going to be the theme of this debate tonight is the laptop.
And apparently they are putting him in front of television cameras like right now.
Okay.
That's what Caitlin Collins tweeted, that they were the Trump administration had said they were going to make President Trump's guest available to the media. So that's it is what it is. So that'll be the pregame show to the actual debate that starts at 8 o'clock on all of the networks, among them CBS, America's Most Watched Network, the Network of Stars. Late Night Circuit, Jane Lynch is on Conan. Jay Farrow is on Jimmy Kimmel. Nicole Kidman's on Jimmy Fallon. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is on Stephen Colbert. Michael Keaton is on Seth Meyers, and Josh Gad is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier the column that Hannah Kaiser did for Yahoo Sports about last night's game and how it was a pretty accurate representation of how baseball has been played in this postseason, with neither manager relying on their starter to do much of anything, and just reliever after reliever after reliever basically changing pitchers every time you think you might be in a situation. Dodgers used 7 pitchers last night. The Rays used 5, and that's even after Blake Snell took them into the 5th inning. So I just thought, if you're trying to properly understand why baseball is being played this way, why the Rays and Dodgers are doing what they're doing, I thought Hannah did a nice job of outlining that. So you can read that at Yahoo Sports.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Friday. We'll get ready for Game 3 of the World Series. We have Friday night Big Ten football.
Let's go.
Illinois at number 14, Wisconsin. It'll be the first Big Ten football.
I'll watch it.
It's fine. It's Big Ten football on a Friday night.
Big Ten football.
Dan Walker to join me in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. Needless to say, I'll have a Dateline preview.
Good.
Looking forward to that already. Love Dateline preview.
Me too.
Enjoy!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.